But now, it's time to make way for our champion. Please welcome 24-time last character standing champ, Jeep Cherokee, the Native American who hates the outdoors.
My grandfather, Singing Arrow, a great warrior, legend among my people. Singing Arrow saved many lives with great knowledge of land. Singing Arrow feed my people when Tatanka go missing from plain. My people learn to survive on corn and plant for many day, thanks to Singing Arrow. But Singing Arrow keep eating corn and plant long after Tatanka return to land. He say he feel healthier, feel better about self, and never had his stool come more regularly. But everyone else in the village was like, dude, come on, Tatanka back. Give that leafy crap back to the rabbits and grab a sandwich. Seriously, you're starting to creep us out a little bit. But Singing Arrow no listen to jeers of tribesmen. Singing Arrow keep eating leafy crap until the day he die. Singing Arrow was 27 when he got run over by Tatanka while gardening. A damn shame, that's what Jeep Cherokee think. But Jeep Cherokee no eat meat either. Sometime it hard to be eater of vegetable, especially when going out for dinner. Jeep tell you this much, he never asked for Boca Burger at Outback Steakhouse ever again. Jeep learned lesson hard way. You know what even more difficult in today's society? For Jeep Cherokee to find Native American restaurant. Why is that? Jeep see man dressed as a jalapeno pointing to Mexican restaurant all the time. Jeep want waffle at 2 a.m.? He can find it. These days, it seems Jeep can't see a dog without watching it being drug into back of Korean cafe. Jeep even see house of nourishment that serve Ethiopian food. Jeep thought they no have food. Is it just Jeep? If ask me, Jeep think that Sally Struthers one big fat liar, man. Italian, Russian, Greek, Carl's Jr., you name it. City of business have store of hot food. Except for one culture, of course. No Native American restaurant. Of course not. So what give? White man brew a simple cup of coffee and he builds Starbucks in backyard of every homeowner in Valley. Gonna mow grass, honey. Oh, good. Could you grab me caramel macchiato when you done? But Jeep Cherokee make fry bread that melt in mouth, and what he get? Used hot dog cart tucked behind the Gravitron at Maricopa County Fair. And if that not bad enough, Jeep no even find Native American item on white man's menu. Cracker with stick and ask Jeep, do you have any questions about menu? Yes, I do, say Jeep. I couldn't help but notice you no have succotash listed among your appetizers. Cracker, look at Jeep like I have arrows sticking through head, like I Steve Martin or something. Then he say, no, but maybe you'd like some spinach and artichoke dip. It's really scrumptious, he say. Unbelievable, huh? The nerve of that guy. Well, my father, Eric, he no help. He love white man's artichoke dip, just as much as he love white man's riblet basket with ranch dressing. But my grandfather, Prowling Bear, he another story. He grumble every time. Where can a Cherokee warrior get a nice piece of venison in this town? He ask. That when Cracker was sticking ass, call manager. Manager pacify Prowling Bear with free dessert. Prowling Bear sucker for it every time. He love a good piece of key lime pie. Prowling Bear once trade state of Maryland straight up for coupon book to Marie Callender's. To this day, it's sore subject at family reunions. But Jeep tell you this much. Prowling Bear a great warrior, legend among my people. Prowling Bear make many change in treatment of my people over year. Fight for many right. Prowling Bear almost single-handedly get F Troop pulled off Nickelodeon. And he kick ass of all five village people just to get to limp-wristed brother. Next concert, village person dressed like he should as New York Met catcher. New York Met catcher with Prowling Bear moccasin lodged in ass. He never danced the YMCA quite the same again. Thank you, Prowling Bear. You make Jeep proud. He have heap of respect for you. Hey, almost 8:30. past 8:30. Chief, gotta go. Trading Spaces on. See you next week when Black Man of Fiction told where to shove stories of falsehood. Thank you.